Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Russian forces continue to bombard the southern Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. Negotiations for a ceasefire appear to be stalled. And as NPR's Tim Mack reports, discussions for a humanitarian corridor have also broken down between the two sides.
Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk said Sunday that Ukraine and Russia have not been able to agree on humanitarian convoys that could allow for the safe evacuation of civilians from the city. The sticking point is that the two sides could not agree on a ceasefire along certain evacuation routes, she said. The city has been surrounded by Russian forces since March 2nd, according to Human Rights Watch. Late Saturday evening, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the conditions in Mariupol were, quote, just inhuman, and claimed that the Russian military was, quote, deliberately trying to destroy everyone who's there. Zelensky added that he is in touch with Ukrainian forces in that city every day. Tim Mack, NPR News, Odessa.
Police in Pittsburgh are searching for suspects in connection to an early morning shooting that left two people dead. Officials say as many as 200 people, many of them underage, were attending a party in a residential area when the shooting took place. Police Commander John Fisher says several others were injured trying to get away.
Other than the two deceased, most of the people were in stable condition. And besides the gunshot victims, we have people, I believe there were two that had broken legs from jumping out of windows.
Fisher says investigators are working multiple crime scenes spread out over several blocks. Demonstrations are continuing in Grand Rapids, Michigan, after a police officer shot and killed a 26-year-old black man last week. Daniel Booth from member station WGVU reports protests broke out after city officials and the police department released videos of Patrick Leoya, a Congolese immigrant, getting shot in the back of the head.
So far, no charges have been filed by the King County Prosecutor's Office, and the officer's identity has not been released. Officials say neither of those will happen until Michigan State Police has concluded its investigation, which could take weeks. However, Leoya's parents Thursday demanded to know the name of the police officer who they say, quote, executed their son, as the family has also hired civil rights attorney Ben Crump, the same lawyer who represented George Floyd's family in Minneapolis. Organized by the Black Panther Party of Grand Rapids, Saturday's demonstration is just the latest in an ongoing series of protests. Another is scheduled for Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Booth in Grand Rapids.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Thousands of Christian faithful packed St. Peter's Square to celebrate Easter Sunday today. Calling for peace, Pope Francis said the world is marking an Easter of war and that Ukraine has been dragged into cruel and senseless conflict.
Peace is possible. Peace is a duty. Peace is everyone's primary responsibility.
This is the first Easter Mass to be held in St. Peter's Square since the outset of the coronavirus pandemic. North Korea has tested what it claims were new missiles capable of delivering tactical nuclear weapons. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports it's the 13th known missile test of the year for North Korea.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the two missiles flew about 70 miles eastward, reaching a maximum height of 15 miles before landing in the sea, which suggests a short-range ballistic missile. This appears to be part of Pyongyang's efforts over the past 3 years to develop tactical nukes for use on the battlefield capable of hitting U.S. and South Korean military targets in South Korea. The North's leader, Kim Jong-un, reportedly oversaw the test launch. It comes as the U.S. and South Korea are about to begin annual military exercises, and U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Song Kim is due in Seoul for meetings on Monday. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.